All right, everybody, welcome back for another deep dive. Today we're looking at kind of a unique strategy for boosting your online presence. And we're taking this from a video by marketing strategist Paul Myers. And
Interesting.
You know how much emphasis we put on having a good Google Business profile and a good presence on the web?
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
This is something that he thinks is even more valuable than paid ads.
Really?
So that's what piqued my interest in this clip.
Yeah, no, that's huge. I mean, paid ads can be so expensive.
Right, and they're so temporary.
Exactly. You know, you're paying for that click and then it's gone.
Right.
But if you can build something that has lasting value,
Yeah.
that's where it's at.
And that's what he claims that this is.
Interesting.
And he calls it the $25 employee review strategy.
Okay.
So essentially what it is you're offering your employees $25 for every genuine Google review that they get from a happy customer. So what this is doing is it's sort of incentivizing them to really go above and beyond for your customers.
Yeah, I mean, it's really turning them into brand ambassadors.
Right.
Because not only are they, you know, trying to provide the best service possible, but they're actively asking for feedback. They're
Right.
saying, hey, you know, if you had a great experience, would you mind leaving a review?
Right, they're invested in it too.
Exactly. And when you have employees who are invested in the success of your business, that's when you really start to see amazing results.
Right, and I think that's a really great point that he makes, is that you're investing in your people,
Yeah.
and in turn they're investing in you.
Exactly.
So how do you think this really, like, what are the tangible benefits of this in terms of your online visibility?
Well, when you have a bunch of positive reviews on your Google business profile, it really builds credibility. People see that social proof. They see that other people have had great experiences with your business,
Right.
and they're more likely to trust you. And Google loves that too,
Right.
because it shows that you're a legitimate business, you're providing a good service, and it boosts your rankings in the search results.
So instead of, putting all this money into ads, you're actually building equity in your online presence.
Absolutely. Every positive review is like adding another brick to the foundation of your online reputation.
Yeah, and we were always talking about how, content is king and how you have to build these really strong assets online, and this is exactly what this is doing.
Absolutely. And it's not just about attracting new customers.
Right.
It's also about building loyalty with your existing customers. When
No doubt.
people see that you're responsive to feedback and that you're constantly trying to improve, they're more likely to stick around.
So Meyer says that this is all completely legitimate, like it's an ethical strategy. But is there a concern that, employees might focus more on getting the review and less on providing genuine customer service?
Yeah, that's definitely something to be mindful of. You
Why?
know, you don't want to create a situation where employees are pressuring customers to leave reviews
Right.
or, you know, offering incentives to customers in exchange for reviews. So it's really important to set clear guidelines and make sure that the focus is always on providing a great customer experience.
So just to play devil's advocate
Well,
here,
sure.
what's stopping an employee from just saying, "Hey, mom and dad, can you just go on and leave 5 stars?" I mean,
Right.
is there a way to like prevent that kind of gaming of the system?
Yeah, that's a good question. And I think there are a few things that businesses can do to mitigate that risk.
Okay.
You know, they can implement systems to verify that reviews are coming from legitimate customers, you know, like requiring a receipt number or tracking IP addresses.
Oh, okay.
And it's also important to monitor reviews for any red flags. You
Well.
know, if you see a bunch of five-star reviews all coming from the same IP address,
Oh, wow.
that's probably a sign that something's fishy.
Yeah, that's a good point.
And then, you know, you can investigate further and address any concerns.
So it sounds like it's not, just a set it and forget it type of thing. You really have to like actively manage this program.
Yeah, I mean, like any marketing strategy, it requires some effort and attention, but I think the potential rewards are definitely worth it.
Yeah, I mean, this could be huge.
Absolutely, especially for small businesses
Right.
who are trying to compete with larger companies with bigger budgets.
So even if you're not, going to give your employees $25 a review, it sounds like there's some real value in just encouraging them to be more active in seeking out feedback
Absolutely.
and making sure that you're providing that excellent customer service.
Yeah, I mean, at the end of the day, that's what it's all about.
Right.
You know, happy customers lead to positive reviews, and positive reviews lead to more customers. It's a virtuous cycle.
So what do you think about this strategy in terms of like different business models?
Hmm.
Like, could it work for anyone? Or do you think there are certain industries where it might be more effective?
Yeah, that's a great question. And I think it really depends on the nature of the business. You know, for businesses that have a lot of direct customer interaction, like restaurants or retail stores, it can be really effective. But for businesses that are more online-based or have a longer sales cycle, it might require some adaptations.
So it's something to think about. You know, how can you adapt this strategy to
Right.
fit your specific business?
Exactly.
All right, well, that's all the time we have for today's deep dive.
Yeah.
But as always, keep thinking about this and how you can use it in your own business.
Absolutely. And let us know if you try it out.
Yeah, we'd love to hear how it works for you.
All right. Thanks for joining us.
See you next time.